Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case station. So basically, after you introduce yourself and double check the patient name, that as usual we have to do, you'll ask the patient, how can I help you today? So the patient might say, doctor, I'm feeling as my heart will leap out, or I feel thumping, or I have too much palpitation, or maybe the other way around. I'm feeling my pulse is very faint. I can't even feel it. And I feel sometimes syncope or fainting or blackout. So in that situation, we know that profound bradycardia can result in the element of recurrent syncope, which required pacing or can be treated with certain medication until permanent pacing is performed in place, like isobutyrol, or tachycardia, which can cause as well syncope and would require cardioversion or defibrillation. So in those kind of situations, always you will urge the patient to seek urgent services if the condition happened as such, either to call 999 or the crisis team or the basic life support or the advanced life support. And of course, we have to have ECG recording for the heart in order to have a diagnosis. So any beat more than 100 per minute will be called tachycardia, which can be associated with palpitation, exertional dyspnea, light headache, syncope, and sometimes in certain serious condition or severe ones, sudden death. So we know that we have different types of tachycardia, so I'm just going to brief them as types. So we have something called sinus tachycardia, where the ECG with the B wave all is normal, just the rhythm is increased, and this can be seen in such a situation like exercise, stress, thyrotoxicosis. The other condition is called atrial fibrillation, which is characterized by irregularity and there is no B wave and it's compatible with life and can be sudden. Atrial flutter, which is waves that can be regular, also can be sudden with short or flutter in the inferior lead, so it looks like a sew in their pattern. SVT, which is supraventricular tachycardia, can be regular, sudden, and can be abolished by vasovagal maneuver or IV adenosine. Focal atrial tachycardia is regular and sudden as well. Ventricular tachycardia is broad QRS and it's regular, sudden, associated usually with structural heart disease. Torsado D-point, it's a broad changing QRS and it's regular, sudden, seen with long QT syndrome and such a situation like electrolyte disturbance or drugs or with bradycardia. And finally, fibrillation, which is basically ventricular fibrillation, which can be broad changing QRS, regular as AF, and it's seen sudden and it's seen with myocardial infarction. It has been stated long time ago that we need to control those kind of arrhythmia by anti-arrhythmia drugs. It's not the condition anymore, and it doesn't work, as evidence shows, and it just will add another trouble, and most of them with significant risk of dangerous arrhythmia. So the general rule now, to refrain from giving anti-arrhythmia as the condition used to be before. We know they are basically five classes. Say, for instance, the first class is sodium blockers, like flunarizine, which will slow down the electric conduction through the atria and ventricle. And the second class is inhibitor for the beta-adrenergic receptors, and the most famous one is prospirol, which is very safe. The third class is inhibition for potassium channel, and the famous one is amiodarone, xylitol, and the fourth one is calcium channel blocker, like verapamil, and the others is not, they just called as others that can be, you can look them up. And as I say, the situation about antiarrhythmia is not advised to give them anymore. Better to refrain from that because you can't abolish the arrhythmia in any way. So that's in brief about arrhythmia and extreme bradycardia. And always ask the patient their past medical history, any medication they are taking, family history issue, because there is certain congenital heart disease that runs in the family, and they have like premature death. So that's another thing that you need to be considered in mind. And of course, you need to examine the patient, arrange for ECG, and then agree about the management plan accordingly. And if there is a need for a referral to a specialist, you need to refer to a cardiologist or a heart specialist, and you take it from there. And never to forget about safety netting your patient. If there is anything that doesn't seem right, you need to go to the emergency or call 999, and it will be taken from there. Thank you.